Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Alyssa, my impression of you.
Oh, whoa, we're getting into that this early.
Well, I'm not talking about an overall impression.
Okay, thank goodness. I was not ready.
I was going to get into something specific, and that is, I don't believe that you really are a breakfast person.
No, I'm not. I really used to be. In school, when I was growing up, I had to have breakfast every single morning. But
and what would you have?
Ooh, my go-to. My nana would whip me up these little mini pancakes, a bunch of them, like mini chocolate chip pancakes. I wouldn't even put syrup.
You would just eat them like...
I would eat them like straight
raw.
Up with my hands and just like... Like we would sit in the kitchen. She knew, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk yet. So we'd sit in the kitchen in the dark in silence. And that's how I started my day.
But I've never heard you talk about eating eggs or hash browns or like a traditional breakfast.
Nah, that's never really been my go-to.
Like obviously right now, because of that we're working, like eating a traditional breakfast is not really... practical for us.
No.
Even though it would be easy to do with yours truly in our same building, just really below us.
Yeah, we really could be doing that more than we do.
Well, it gets expensive too.
It does. It does. But yeah, so no eggs, hash browns, toast, not happening these days.
See, I love breakfast and no one in my family really does.
Really?
And really the only opportunity I have to go out would be on a Saturday or Sunday morning. No one ever wants to go with me.
Okay, well, Bill, you and I, one day, we will do brunch. I love me some brunch. Say less.
I bring all of this up because Heinz is rolling out a new product, sort of. They're calling it breakfast ketchup.
As opposed to...
Right, there's nothing that they're changing.
Okay.
It's ketchup that they're making a new label, and it's obviously their same recipe, and they're just calling it breakfast ketchup. It's for people that like adding ketchup to eggs and hash browns.
Okay. Because I do that.
I guess those people don't feel normal, or that's what I've heard. And that's why Heinz is rolling out breakfast ketchup.
Well, thank goodness for them for doing that. I've never thought that. I've never listened to the slander of don't put ketchup on eggs. I like ketchup on my eggs, on my hash browns. Leave me alone.
I guess there's this survey that said that people that enjoy ketchup on their eggs and their hash browns, when they're out to eat, they don't enjoy asking the server to bring them ketchup because they don't want to feel weird. They feel weird about it.
What? Oh, geez.
So that's why Heinz is making the breakfast ketchup.
Well, I guess hopefully those people don't feel weird now, but also, my goodness, just ask for the ketchup.
Yeah, Paula does this. I don't think she does it on eggs. I know she does it with hash browns. I don't care for it, but I don't judge her. I wouldn't do the same.
No?
No, it's not a negative thing.
Do you put anything on your eggs?
Salt.
No.
I think it matters what you put in the eggs.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
And I am a sour cream guy.
I've never tried that.
sour cream. I will put cheese in there. And I will mix all that up.
Okay. See, I always go like plain Jane on the eggs, and then I'll spruce them up with the ketchup.
Some ketchup.
Or I've even done like Arby's sauce on my eggs. It's pretty good, actually.
Well, now you can go get yourself some breakfast ketchup, even though you won't. You're not really a breakfast person.
No, not these days. But I, like I said, I am a brunch person.
All right. Thank you for being here this morning. I do want to confess to you something that happened to me recently that is very embarrassing. Now that I think about it.
Oh, no. What did you do?
We'll get to that coming up. The Q Morning Show. Amanda in Oberlin.
Good morning.
Good morning. We hear you have good vibes to share.
I sure do. On Thursday, I will be traveling with a group of young ladies from the Oberlin track team to the New Balance Nationals tournament that they qualified for one of their relays.
Let's go! Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah. And a week and a half ago, they were state runner-ups for Division III track and field. So we've got some great athletes on our hands.
Oh, heck yeah!
Okay, so is this for Oberlin College or is this for something else?
This is for Oberlin High School. These are high school girls.
Oh, high school. Okay, when you said Oberlin, I just immediately went to Oberlin College.
I always think of the college first, but that's even more awesome.
These are
like some youngsters.
Yeah, they set the state record for the relay this year. They're champs in the 4x2, so they're ready to go show their stuff at Nationals.
Oh, that's incredible. So when does your school year end? Is it over yet?
Yeah, school was over May 30th.
Okay.
So is this like just an over the summer like thing? And I assume that these girls have been training for months.
Yeah. We have track pretty much year round. I coach in winter, spring. They do cross country. So this is kind of the finale of their track season.
Oh, that's incredible. That's awesome.
We're very proud.
Okay, so when will we know some results?
They run on Friday in Philadelphia at Franklin Field.
Okay, that was going to be my next question is where exactly is this? So you guys are going all the way to Philly.
Yeah, there's a group of six girls that will be going.
Okay, we'll make sure that we follow up on Friday to see how they do.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks.
Wish them best of luck for us.
I sure will.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you for being here. So, Chef Gordon Ramsay. So, I was under the impression that he was in town a few weeks ago because there was a news story about him being at Fahrenheit having dinner. And then I think I saw something else where he was at a restaurant in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah. So, he definitely was here. You would be absolutely correct.
You're saying definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
He was here. He was spotted last Wednesday in Cuyahoga Falls at Lila's family restaurant. He's been bopping around. And I did hear that he went to Fahrenheit as well. So I started to see, though, that he was popping into more places around Northeast Ohio. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Gordon Ramsay is just really making his rounds. As it turns out, yes, he has been hanging out in this area. Not every picture that you see of Gordon Ramsay in the Northeast Ohio area over the past 2 weeks is for real. People are having some fun with the AI.
Is that right?
Yes, that would be correct.
So where are some of the places that Chef Gordon Ramsay has popped up, but he really hasn't been there?
Okay, so we have Duma Ranch Burger Dispatch. It's a food truck in Mogador. He apparently showed up there.
Now, who's doing this? Is it the owners of the food truck? They're trying to create some...
No, I'll tell you exactly who's doing it. It's the social media managers. I was a social media manager. We don't have a lot to do sometimes. This is a fun content grab, and I definitely respect it. But just saying, as a consumer of the internet, if somebody is not as familiar with AI, just be on the lookout. Also, Hope Soap in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. Theirs is really good. Their AI Photoshop is like really good, though. Like, that one would have gotten me. Diamond Deli. Like, it's just become a fun little trend.
See, I told you this was going to be the problem with AI. We don't know what's real and what's not when we see it.
You know, with that information, like knowing that some of these images are like Photoshopped or AI, the closer that you look, like it's pretty obvious. Like one of the pictures, he has like seven fingers. Okay. Like it's clearly something is off.
So there are ways to find out. Okay. So I ask, was Gordon Ramsay actually in town at all? Maybe it was all AI. Maybe he was never here.
Maybe.
Heather in Eastlake, good morning.
Good morning.
Was Gordon Ramsay actually here, or was it just AI?
I think so. From what I heard, he was at the Captains game. Somebody took a video of him this past weekend.
Oh, Lake County Captains?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was filming at our local like diner called Golden Girls, and the windows were blacked out for days.
Oh.
There was people hanging out outside. The parking lot was empty. And people just waiting for him, you know, to get a sneak peek, I guess.
So the question is he still here?
I don't know. when I drove by the diner last night, the windows weren't blacked out anymore. So I don't know if that's an indication that he's gone.
Uh-huh.
And I don't go that way in the morning, so I don't know if they're still filming. But I do know he was in Eastlake this past weekend.
Well, who can do Photoshop really well? Can we put Gordon Ramsay in studio with us this morning? Is that possible? Can we do that?
Yeah,
probably.
Why somebody not? Make that happen.
Why not? I'd be afraid to have him in because I think he would just yell at us.
What if Gordon Ramsay's just hanging out having a Cleveland summer? What if he just stays forever? He never leaves. He's like, you know what? This place is pretty neat.
If anybody knows anything further, 216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We're still getting texts and messages about Gordon Ramsay and the whereabouts of Gordon Ramsay.
I know. I feel like I'm playing a game of, like, where's Gordon?
So a DM has come in on our Instagram. Gordon Ramsay is still here. Security guards are out guarding property as of this morning. And then, is that you? You must have responded. Is this in Eastlake? And they responded, yes.
So there we have it. He is still bopping around.
It's a real-time manhunt for Chef Gordon Ramsay. So I guess according to this information, he is still in Eastlake filming whatever he's filming. It's taking forever. Is it a movie?
I'm having even more questions now. Like, I really am wondering. I thought he would just hit one, but it seems like he's hitting quite a few while he's here. So wonder what Gordon is up to.
216-474-0104. Should we spin the wheel and get Hot Take Tuesday going?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it. We do this every Tuesday. All of these slips of paper are up on this wheel, and wherever it lands, that's what we're going to talk about next. The wheel of hot takes.
We don't know what's on these little pieces of paper.
All right, so it's going to land here. Summer bedtimes. Do kids need them? Do kids need a bedtime in summer?
I mean, I know my answer.
I know my answer.
I have a feeling we are not going to agree on this one.
Well, why do you say that?
Because I do not think the kids should have a bedtime.
Yeah,
in
summer. We're not going to agree. Yes, kids need a bedtime, even in summer.
But why?
Many reasons why. Hold on. Let me get my thoughts together here. I was just thrown this topic. Hold on. I'm not saying that the bedtime needs to be what the bedtime is during the school year. Like, for instance, you know, we try to have Drew in bed by 9:30 every night.
9:30?
During the school year.
Okay.
It does not need to be 9:30 in the summertime, but yes, he does need to have a bedtime. I mean, he can't just...
So, like, what time are you thinking for a summer bedtime?
Maybe an extra hour, maybe 11 o'clock at the latest. And it also depends on what he's doing. If he's just on Xbox, then, you know, go to bed. You've had enough screen time for today. It's all about balance, Alyssa. It's all about balance. Even in the summertime. Look, the kids need to find activities to do in the summer. They can't allow their brains to become mush.
I mean, some of my favorite summertime memories from being a kid, though, are at like 2 a.m. staying up super late, watching something on TV or playing a game on the computer or something, or like hanging out in my teen years, like on Tumblr super late at night.
Okay,
like,
well, some of this is age appropriate then. So a 10-year-old shouldn't be staying up until 2 a.m. Maybe a 14-year-old.
I mean... I don't think that a 10-year-old really will make it to 2 a.m. Like, I feel like my family was just like, stay up as late as you want.
Yeah.
And that made me feel super cool. But at that age, I probably was still falling asleep by like 1 a.m.
But even a teenager, even if you are, let's say you're going into high school or you're in high school. Yeah, I think you can take a break and you can have fun in the summertime, but also maybe get a summer job. Maybe take a summer school class.
Sure.
To get ahead. You know, if you have a student athlete, I mean, summer is the time where you can work, you have more time to work on your game. You can level up in the summer while other kids are just kind of, you know, the kids that are staying up all night and going to Cedar Point, you know, every weekend, those are the kids that are going to get left behind in the sports world.
You say left behind. I say having a great time.
Yeah, having a great time. Okay, well then these kids need to define their priorities. All right, figure out what you want. Do you just want to screw around all summer and just have fun? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I always was. I grinded during the school year. I went hard in my classes, but then by the time summer came around, that was my time to just like chill, like, and just be a kid for a little bit, because during school, I would spend, I'm not even kidding, like 3 to 4 hours a night on homework. So by the time summertime hit, it was like, all right, I need to just chill.
I get that. I get why, you know, kids need to decompress. And yes, have fun. Absolutely. Make a lot of time for fun. But let's have some structure to it. And that includes bedtime.
You can't hear, but I'm rolling my eyes.
216-474-0104. Hot Take Tuesday. Should kids have bedtimes in the summer? We'll talk about it next. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Why? Where did I put the hot take? It was basically bedtimes in summertime for kids.
Yay or nay?
Should we have them for kids? Should they have bedtimes? I say absolutely. They should have still have some form of structure in the summertime. You can loosen up a little bit. It doesn't have to be as hardcore as it is during the school year, but I think we need to still have bedtimes.
As the member of the show who is closest to my youth, I disagree.
Tom, what do you think about that?
Well, this is coming from Cat Lady, right?
This is coming from Cat Lady.
Is that your new nickname, Alyssa? Cat Lady?
That's me.
I can't. I'm just going to say Alyssa's not even allowed to comment on this. She doesn't have kids. And she doesn't understand what us parents go through the school year, just like the kids. And we're very liberal about our time with our kids. You know, in the summer, we don't really have a set bedtime. However, like, Billy, you're perfectly said it perfectly. If they're on this doing the screen time, go to bed, wake up the next day, do something productive. Have fun, yes. However, you need to have some type of structure, and parents need some time to decompress too, not chasing their kids over to darn house at all hours of the night.
That's why you set them up on the iPad or the computer, and you just let them go and play The Sims. That's what I did.
That's the problem with this young generation is they're being raised on iPads, and it is horrible because we have one like that, and it is awful. So, Bill, 100% agree with you, buddy.
Yeah, I think that you're going to end up paying for it later, and I think that. I think my childhood might be the perfect example. I'll get to that in a second. I only disagree with Tom on one thing, is everybody should have an opinion on this show. You don't need to have kids to have an opinion. Everybody should have an opinion.
I mean, like, I was just going to say, my cats get zoomies in the middle of the night. Like, if you want to talk about, like, not getting any sleep, sheesh.
All right, you're not helping yourself with the cat lady.
I'm not.
Using the cats as an example, as a
corollary
here.
Hey, we're talking about parents needing to take a rest, though. My cats keep me up all night. I feel ya.
Rosie in North Ridgeville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are your thoughts here on bedtimes in the summer for the kids? Should they have them?
No way.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. The whole point of the kids getting out in the summer is this freedom. They don't have to catch the bus. They don't have to do homework. I mean, what is the problem with letting them stay up late? They could watch movies. They could play video games. They could hang out with their friends online. I mean, these are memories that they're going to have forever, right? And it doesn't happen if you send them to bed at a certain time at night. I mean, 9 o'clock in the summer? Come on.
Well, 9 o'clock might be a little bit early, but I still think they need to have some sort of structure or some sort of bedtime.
I actually think that having a bedtime in the summer is harmful. Because here's the thing, right? If you have a little more freedom, I bet it'll even improve their creativity to just sort of hang out and go with the flow, have a good time with their friends, create memories, and then they can get back into a routine before school starts again. You know, it's kind of like adults on the weekend, right? You don't go to bed at the same time on the weekend that you do when you're working during the week. So you kind of let loose. Well, I think we don't let kids be kids anymore. We're trying to shoulder all these responsibilities on them. My God, just let them be kids. Let summer be summer.
Rosie's my girl. I'm right there with you.
Let's go for coffee, yeah.
Yeah, we would be besties, Rosie. Seriously, though, like, I think about it as an adult, and, like, those summertime memories as a kid and those nights of staying up late playing The Sims on the family computer, like, they're such core memories that, like, I wouldn't have gotten if I had a bedtime.
All right. Rosie doesn't have to get up my son, though, when he's got to be up at 5:30 in the morning for a baseball tournament. There's the difference.
Well, yeah, but you make choices. Like, tomorrow you got a baseball tournament, so tonight, you know, you should get some sleep because that's your responsibility to yourself and the rest of the team.
Exactly.
But then once the tournament is over...
Done.
Yep.
Then you're playing. Then you're catching fireflies at 11 o'clock at night.
Yep. Once that tournament's over, I'm talking big sleepover with the whole team up till 2 a.m. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's happening at your house, Bill. Didn't you hear?
All right. 216-474-0104. I think Rosie kind of proved my point that Rosie might be a little out of touch because the kids aren't going outside and catching fireflies at 11 p.m. That's not what they're doing. Let's be honest.
No, but still, like, I like that that's where her mind went. We can keep it there, but yeah, I like the sentiment.
Okay. I think that we'll have to leave it here, and we'll just have to agree to disagree, because I think that's what we're doing. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. I don't believe. Rosie even said it. She said that you got to make choices if you have a baseball tournament or something like that.
For sure.
And that's what I'm talking about.
It's
looking at the entire week and making time for fun, but also making time to do the things that you should be doing. Whether it's baseball tournament, you want to work on your basketball game, things like that.
Now, the real question here is, Bill, how's it working out for you?
It's working out well so
is
far.
Is it? Okay.
I think so. I think we're having a... Well, with the oldest one, anyway.
Okay. We're what, like 2 weeks in now?
Yeah, the oldest one is doing fine.
You'll have to keep us posted.
The youngest one, Drew, he's a little more of a challenge.
I remember this falling off last summer, so.
It's Q104. Hannah in Sandusky, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Hannah?
I am ready.
Name the movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio where he was the wolf of what?
Wall Street.
Question 2. Who told us to drop it like it's hot in 2004?
Snoop Dogg.
Question 3. In what year did the first iPhone come out?
2007.
Question 4. It took 2 of them to play Michelle Tanner on Full House. What are their names?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Final question. What is the Japanese art or process of folding squares of paper into shapes?
Origami.
Hannah, let's get Alyssa back into the studio right now. Alyssa, get in here. You know what you did, Hannah. You know what you did. So if you have these tickets, Hannah, it's no problem for you to drive from Sandusky to Cuyahoga Falls for a Blossom show?
No, my sister lives in Copley, so.
Oh, perfect.
I'll probably take her. Yep.
And this is a Friday night show, too, by the way.
Yes. Perfect.
Alyssa, I want you to meet Hannah in Sandusky.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Hannah is feeling pretty good right now because Hannah just went 5-4-5.
I can't do any better than that. You should be feeling good.
So let's see if I can remember the rules. So when someone goes 5-for-5, that means when Alyssa answers her questions, I cannot score her.
Correct.
I cannot tell her if she was right on any of the questions.
We got to wait till the end.
Okay, so let's get into it. Question 1. Name the movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio where he was the wolf of what?
Wall Street.
Question 2. Who told us to drop it like it's hot in 2004?
Snoop Dogg.
Question 3. In what year did the first iPhone come out?
Wowza. 2005.
Question 4. It took 2 of them to play Michelle Tanner on Full House. What are their names?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Final question. What is the Japanese art or process of folding squares of paper into shapes?
Origami.
Okay. So all of the questions are in. The answers have been submitted. Let's count Alyssa up. Question number 1, correct. Question number 2, correct. Question number 4, correct. Question number 5, correct.
I already know where this is going.
Question number 3.
Ah, dang iPhone. I knew it. What year did it come out?
2007, actually in June of that year, so almost 18 years ago.
Wow, okay.
So what does that mean? It means many things for Hannah in Sandusky. It means she beats Alyssa during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
First and foremost.
She will get the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and the diploma.
Woo!
And Hannah, you have tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom Music Center on September 5th.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Hannah, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Yeah, Alyssa, I'm really not watching anything right now. I'm trying to make room for The Bear.
When does that premiere?
That's a great question. I should have known that right off the bat. The Hulu Bear.
Because there's a, it's season 4?
I believe so.
3? I don't even know what season it's in now.
June 25th. So what
All right,
is that?
So we're looking at next week, next Wednesday.
Yeah, week from tomorrow.
Okay.
New season of The Bear. Oh, you know what we did watch over the weekend? I don't know if you know the story of Sherry Papini.
No.
Okay, so she was the woman and the mom who lived in Redding, California, and she went out for a jog, and then they thought she was abducted, and her phone was on the ground, and they investigated the husband, but they discovered it wasn't the husband, and they found her like 22 days later on Thanksgiving Day. This all happened back in 2017, and she's walking on the side of the road, and they're like, oh my God, she's back. Her captors released her.
Oh,
do you remember this?
No.
Do you remember any of this?
No.
Okay.
No, and I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts too. Okay. I'm gonna have to dig into that.
I'm not gonna say anymore.
Yeah, say anymore. don't spoil it for me.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Sherry Papini, and then I think there's another. Like my wife and I got
and
into
it's
this.
A true story.
Yeah, true story.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then I think Max has a documentary on this as well, where she's actually in it.
Oh.
So we might watch that next.
Ooh, right. Okay.
But Love Island. So where can you watch Love Island?
Love Island is on Peacock. So.
Okay. And it's also on regular TV, is it not?
I don't think so. I think it's just a Peacock thing.
Okay. So it's been out for how long?
It started at the beginning of the month. I have no idea how many episodes we're in now. It's on every night, except for Wednesdays.
That's the thing that is crazy. Because the hour-long commitment.
Oh, I love it. It's the best part of my day. It's the best part of my day. I feel like I'm checking in. We were just talking about me playing The Sims a lot as a kid. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm watching my Sims. Like when I watch this show, I have to check in every night because they're there right now. Like it is filmed live.
Right. And then they chop up an episode in 60 minutes and then they drop it.
Exactly.
Okay. So without further ado.
There's one clip that I wanted to share that has been making its rounds on TikTok. And even if you don't watch the show, there are no spoilers. But even if you don't watch, it is just hilarious. And I think this perfectly encapsulates the personalities of the show.
Okay. So without further ado here, Alyssa Rose with your Love Island update.
I have a secret to tell you. I'm a mommy.
Mommy?
I'm a mom.
Mamacita.
No, I'm a mommy.
A mom of what? A dog?
I have a daughter.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Like a daughter, like a real baby?
Yeah, like a human child.
I've watched that clip so many times, and I cannot stop laughing.
Okay, so the guy thought that she was saying, I'm a mommy, M-A-M-A-M-I, M-A.
Yes, yes. She's like, I'm a mommy. And yeah. He's like, mamacita. Like,
yeah, and you're my papi.
And then she's like, no, like a real human baby. Like, it takes so long to get there, though. This is our future, people.
Well, clearly that guy is thinking, if you're a mom, why are you here? Why are you not with your child?
Well, I mean, no, she's definitely not the first mom to be on a dating show. Not the first, like, popular mom, I mean.
Okay, this is not a dating show.
It is.
It is, but it's not. It's not like your 30-minute dating show where you have to leave your family for an extended period of time.
I mean, yes, they're still leaving their family. They're in Fiji.
No, I think you're missing my point. It's not just a dating show where it's okay. Hold on. This is a larger conversation that we're about to get into. And I actually think I'm going to say something that I think you're going to be mad at. So maybe we should drop it.
Oh, no. Now I don't. Now I'm curious. How could you possibly hurt me in my Love Island world?
Okay. So
it's my happy place.
I don't know anything about the show. And I don't want to jump to conclusions here. I don't want to rush to any conclusions. But should this woman be on the show?
No. No, but not because she has a kid. Totally separate. No, she should not be on the show.
That's what I would question, because I don't think that you're on Love Island to find real love.
Which sounds correct, but last season, my favorite season, Love Island USA season 6, the three top couples are still together. They are still together. So riddle me that.
Okay.
It's been a year.
It sounds like she's having some difficulty already, though.
I would
sharing
I would
her personal
so.
Life with the other men on the island. It sounds like she's
mom of what? A dog?
Yeah.
Mamacita. Like, I just I'm sorry. It's just so funny. The brain rot of this show. If you need something to just forget about all the rest of the worries in the world, Love Island is for you.
All right, 216-474-0104. We can talk more about Love Island. Yesterday's conversation about how you got scammed, we could get back into that.
I liked that one a lot.
We had so many calls and texts coming in about that. I got scammed, and if you missed that story, I'll recap that for you as well. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Hang on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, if you weren't listening yesterday, I talked about how I fell for an online scam. It was something that came across my Instagram feed in the profiles. I thought it was a post from a clothing company that I follow, and I wear many of their clothes. In fact, I'm wearing one of their shirts right now.
Oh, you are. Okay, I see.
I'm wearing the Mark Price Cavs number 25 t-shirt from Homage.
Bill got duped trying to buy some Cleveland gear.
And what happened is I clicked on it and they had this ad about everything on the site is under $8.
Which and is so, probably because it wasn't actually their site. Probably.
They didn't even have merchandise.
Crazy.
So they can set whatever price they want to, really.
They really can.
And I fell for it and I sent them like $40 and
it could have been a lot worse, though. It really could have.
Well, it could have been worse. And because, yeah, because I'm so frugal, I wasn't comfortable spending more than $40. Plus, my bank stepped in and shut it all down and gave me my money back.
So there you go. Happy ending.
So if there is a scam that you fell for that you want to tell us about, 216-474-0104.
We had one that texted in yesterday. I really hope that we can get a hold of them because it was about puppies. And we had another puppy one yesterday. Weirdly enough, I've heard of so many puppy scams in like the last 5 years.
Yeah. Tell us about puppy scams, whatever you want.
Whatever kind of scam you got.
Last night, I was on a walk in my neighborhood And speaking of puppies, I was walking Myrtle, and I noticed there was one house on my block that had overgrown grass. And I'm like, hey, when is this guy going to get on his grass? It's getting a little long here. And then I looked at his front porch. He had his mailbox jammed with mail. And there were also packages on his front porch. Now, what would you think if you saw that?
You should do a wellness check.
Oh, you think it's that?
Yeah, oh, you should do a wellness check.
So you went really dark. Like, you went to the darkest of dark. I was just thinking he's on vacation.
He might be. I mean...
Now, I don't know this neighbor personally.
These are two different brains on this show. Wow.
But if you go on vacation, I think you have to be a little more prepared about how you do it. I think you need to mow your lawn before you go on vacation. So
it's not
longer than everybody else's.
Oh, yes, I would do that.
Especially if you're going to be gone for a period of time. But also stop your mail. Like, don't just have your mail jammed up in your mailbox like that.
I mean, if you're going to be gone for that long, I've never taken a trip that's long enough for my mailbox to get jammed. So I don't know.
So I saw that last night, and then I read this article this morning about things to do before you take off on a summer vacation. It's just some suggestions on steps you should do. Automate your lights is one of them. Like inside, I don't do that. I mean, I suppose there's ways to do that, like get an automatic timer or something like that. I just leave a couple lights on.
I do that too.
Like I'll leave the dining room light on or something like that. Let's see. Swap out. This is really like going to some extreme lengths. This article is suggesting that you should swap out your spare keys and change your locks.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
And don't actually get the locks into the door. Get those. And we have this. We have this on our side door. It's the code. So you enter a code to open up the door. And this article is suggesting before you go on vacation, consider switching to one of those. Instead of having, because you don't know who has your key. And if you hide your key somewhere on the premises, like under a rock or something like that, burglars know to look for it. They'll scour your property looking for a spare key. But if you have one of those doors with the code,
that it's not possible.
Yeah. And then stop your mail and plan on those package deliveries. Don't order something from Amazon and then go on vacation. And then
that's why I said do a wellness check. Wow. That feels a little strange. I've never ordered something off of Amazon though, knowing that I'm not going to be there. Unless it's by mistake. Sometimes I will send it to the wrong address.
How do you do a wellness check? You're saying I should do it or I should call the authorities to do it?
You call the authorities to do
it. Okay.
Yeah, you call the authorities, you give them an address, and you say, hey guys, something looks a little weird.
Yeah, you don't want me busting down this guy's door.
No.
Gary, are you in there?
No, I don't think Gary would appreciate that.
Are you okay?
If Gary is okay, he definitely would not like that.
All right, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. What were you asking me earlier, Alyssa, about core memories, like summer core memories?
Well, we were talking about should kids have a bedtime in the summer. And I was saying, do you have any core memories that involve being on the computer? Because I feel like that might be a gap in our generations. I have so many core memories on MySpace. And I know I've said it five times, but playing The Sims. And just other video games. My husband, Bryce, he's put a year of his life, no joke, time-wise, a year into World of Warcraft in his youth.
This is supposed to be a good core memory?
Yes. Usually, I don't know, it's just it makes you feel nostalgic. Do you have anything or being in the AIM chat rooms?
No. Not only do I not have a core memory when it comes to summer, but I don't have a core memory of that anytime. I was never on AIM?
AIM.
AOL Instant Messenger? Is that what it was? Yeah, I was never on that.
No. You missed out. Never on MySpace?
Did I miss out?
You really did. You really did.
When I think core memories of summer, I think of vacations with my family. I think of my grandparents sitting on the front porch and, the Indians game. when they were called the Indians on the radio and eating ice cream.
I mean, I've got great core memories like that, too. But so many of mine also come from just watching music videos on YouTube, back in the day, 2006, 2005. Okay. I remember that summer very vividly. It's the summer that I got really into emo music.
Yeah.
And emo became part of who I am as a full grown adult now still.
I'm not sure if any of my core memories have anything to do with electronics, although.
So not even iPods.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would an iPod be a core memory?
Loading music onto it, seeing how all the different songs, because none of them all looked the same. They would all be in different caps, and the names of the bands would be slightly different. If you know, you know. There's really no way for me to explain it. But downloading stuff off of LimeWire, praying that you did not get a virus on your family computer while trying to download that new Snoop Dogg song.
Well, I do remember doing that. I don't necessarily consider that to be a core memory. It's not like I really enjoyed doing those things. You probably enjoyed doing them.
Oh, I did. I loved making mixed CDs for myself, for my friends.
Yeah, I like doing that. It's not something that, appealed to me. It was just something. It almost felt like it was something that you would do out of necessity if you wanted to have a good mix. If you're going on a road trip and you wanted to put a CD together.
Did you ever have a MySpace at all?
Yeah. I didn't spend much time on it.
Sad.
I didn't. It is?
It's so sad.
I'm not sure. I don't feel like I missed out.
Getting to pick your profile song, your top eight, getting to code your background. That's how I learned how to code.
I found it annoying. I did. But I was older, though, at that time. I was in my, my early 30s when MySpace came out?
In 2008?
Yeah, because I was married when I was 32, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think you were that old. I'm giving you more credit than I should.
What are you doing right now?
I know how old you are. My brain doesn't work like that. I'm like, oh, he certainly was on MySpace, right? It just felt like such a big part of my life that, it's funny that it wasn't a big part of yours.
How about this? We experienced MySpace differently.
Yes, there it is. There it is. We experienced MySpace differently, and you have no core memories on the family computer.
No. No, not at all.
I have many.
Nothing that I can remember enjoying anyway. I mean, I spent countless hours trying to save the princess in the original Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo.
Getting closer.
Does that count?
Getting closer.
And I never succeeded either.
One day you will.
All right, coming up next, we're going to play another round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom in September, and we need someone to play in less than 10 minutes. Matt from Elyria is next in the hot seat to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have your 5 questions, Matt. Are you ready?
I am.
Curious George is what kind of animal?
A monkey.
Question 2. Who had an album titled Plastic Hearts?
I have the slightest idea.
All right, we'll move on then to question 3. During the process of photosynthesis, plants release this gas as a waste product.
Oxygen.
Question 4. The cycle on the washing machine that uses cold water and a low spin speed, also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Delicate.
And our final question, if you're being arrested, what is the name of the rights that authorities must read to you before questioning you?
Your Miranda rights.
All right, Matt, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Matt, you did really well. 4 out of 5 today.
Let's go.
Yeah. Alyssa, meet Matt in Elyria.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt did very well. He went 4 for 5.
Nice.
So the pressure is on.
Oh, pressure, 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 pressure.
Let's turn up the heat. Let's give Alyssa her 5 questions. Question number 1. Curious George is what kind of animal?
He's a monkey.
Question Question two, who had an album titled Plastic Hearts?
That was Miley.
Question three, during the process of photosynthesis, plants release this gas as a waste product.
Oxygen?
Question four, the cycle on the washing machine that uses cold water and a low spin speed, also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Is it the rinse? Spin?
I do not know of a Taylor Swift song called The Rinse. Do you?
I don't either, but I also don't know one called The Spin.
It's Delicate.
Delicate.
Yeah,
got it.
Put it on the delicate setting. I don't even know how to use a washing machine, and I knew that answer.
I do know how to use a washing machine. I just don't know what goes on inside of it once I close the lid.
All right, final question. Question five. If you're being arrested, what is the name of the rights that authorities must read to you before questioning you? Alyssa needs this question right just to tie Matt today.
Those would be your Miranda rights.
Oh, she knew it. She knew it. You know why? Because she's had those read to her before, Matt. That's why.
No, I'll tell you why, Matt. It's because this girl watched way too much Law & Order SVU growing up.
Right.
Way too much.
That's what we're going to say?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
All right, Matt. Way to go. We tied today, unfortunately, but we do have fantastic prizes for you.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.